Okay, I'm going down. Okay. I'm not going to be as smooth as my sister, but I'm going to try. Betty Pafford, Betty Ann, Mom, Mama, Shirley Temple, Lucille Ball, Betty White. My mom was all that and more. The year was 1945. America's sweetheart, Shirley Temple, is rumored to have been seen in Miami. Betty Ann walks into the local department store and startled by a woman saying, "It's Shirley Temple." Mom looks around to see where the famous movie star is, only to realize the woman is pointing to her. The lady rushes up and asks Mom if she can have an autograph. Mom's friends stare at her as she says, "Okay." The autograph session continues as more customers approach her. Mom calmly sits down. That's what she told me. Mom excuses and signs additional autographs, and then she excuses herself, and a star is born as she and her friends laugh and exit. I always wondered if Aunt Piercy was with her that day. Lucille Ball would have been proud of Mom on a Saturday afternoon in the 60s. She had decided to do laundry and was busy on the first load of the day when her friend Nellie knocked on the front door. You saw Nellie's picture earlier. Mom rushes to the door, hurriedly throwing in the laundry detergent to complete the cycle. Mom and Nellie start talking, laughing, and carrying on, entertaining each other with tales of husbands, children, in-laws, and outlaws. The conversation was nonstop, as my mom and Nellie both loved to talk a lot. Mom and Nellie decided a trip to the supermarket was necessary to do justice for the feast planned. As we left the house, Mom added additional laundry detergent, twisting the dial to start and push the button. The two families returned from their trip to the market to find soap suds, glorious soap suds, everywhere. The five of us rushed into the kitchen where the washing machine was happily sloshing suds everywhere. We proceeded to slip and slide, and that was before there was such a toy as a slip and slide. I always remember falling, sliding, and attempting to stand, looking about at the bubbles on Mom, my sister, Judy, I don't even know if she remembers this, Aunt Nellie and her son, Jamie. Mom and Nellie looked at each other, the kids in the mess, and just started howling in laughter, and we all joined in. I've often thought of that day and wondered if it was really that much fun. Years later, as an old man in his 60s, I did finally reach that, I reunited with Nellie's son, Jamie, and one of the first things he asked me is, "Jim, do you remember the day in the laundry?" Before he could finish the question, I said yes, and two old men laughed. The side note to that story, I've always wondered if Mom really put the extra detergent in, or if it could have been one of her children. If it was one of the children, I'm sure it was Judy and could not have been Jimbo. Just trying to help, Mom. Lucy, episode number two. Our family's house on 67th Street in Miami was an old-style cracker house, as they were affectionately known at that time. It was around 800-square-foot structure, built on a piered concrete block foundation with white shingle rectangular siding. There was a gap of at least a foot and a half between the ground and the subfloor. I'm trying to turn you all into construction people. But that created a substantial crawl space beneath the house. The bottom of the sash windows were placed no higher than knee level in each of the rooms. My three-year-old sister, Judy, slept in the lower bunk of a bunk bed, which was placed next to the window, maximizing the Miami breeze. On this particular Sunday morning, I walked in, motivating my sister, which I don't know telling what that means, to get out of bed and come in for breakfast. She resisted my efforts. She backed up against the screen window and fell through the open window as the screening popped loose. The screaming and shouting brought Mom and Pop running. Mom looked at me as I pointed at the opening. Mom dove through the window much as a gymnast performing a forward roll or a wrestler seeking a two-legged takedown. That's for you, Will. I have no idea my mom was so athletic. I stuck my head out the window following Mom's attempted retrieval. Mom was now on the ground, diving into the crawl space as Judy, with all of her Houdini cleverness, had proceeded to roll under the house and disappeared from view. My look out the window convinced me I was not going out that way. Little sisters were not worth the injuries that might incur from a fall of such height. I then did the brotherly sort of thing. I ran out the front door screaming, "She's dead, she's dead." Pop followed me, and we arrived on the side of the house to find Mom crawling out from under the house with the escape artist in her arms. Tears, bumps, and bruises, but no real injuries. The bunk bed was moved, the latch on the screening fixed. If you spend any time with my sister today, please cut her a little slack if she stares off in space. I don't know if the doctor ever really checked her out, but I want you to know Mom would do anything for her children, and she certainly did that day, and many times to follow. Mom was the modern woman. I knew you would appreciate this.
Yeah.
Mom was the modern woman. Our little family moved to our home in Opa-locka in the early 60s. Mom realized that she now lived in the suburbs, seemingly far away from the familiar areas of Miami. She quickly tired of waiting for buses, asking friends for rides, and waiting for Pop to get off from work. She needed the independence and was going to get it. She told Pop, "I'm going to learn how to drive." I'm not sure why, but finding a driving instructor was a challenge. Remember, in the 60s, the cars were large, the roads were small, they were narrow. Stop signs got in the way, and those doggone stoplights. One of Mom's best friends, Pop's sister, Piercy, came up with a solution. Aunt Piercy's neighbor, Louise, offered to teach Mom to drive. Mom was determined and happy for the opportunity. We all watched as Mom drove off with her newly found instructor, sitting in the back seat reading Bible verses, while Mom followed instructions in the front seat, driving to newfound freedom. It was a sight to behold. I was there. Mom passed the test. The roads were never the same for our little family again. Trips to school, the beach, doctors, department stores, proms, and the many places we begged Mom to go. Like many things as children, we never really appreciate the many sacrifices, the struggles involved in raising a family. Excuse me, I'm a softie too. Now I can only say thank you, Mom, and sweet dreams.